At Pathways in Petersburg, nurse Kiana Kimber assists a patient with his prescription and follow-up appointment.
Thank you so much.
I volunteer every first Saturday of the month. So this being the first Saturday, we're doing chronic care and pulmonary care today. So
it's a free clinic open for 2 hours today. Patients who come here are stuck in that limbo. They make too much for Medicaid and too little to afford insurance.
Really, all of them honestly don't have insurance, so they come here to see the doctors, you know, to get care and to get prescriptions. Really, mainly I see a lot for prescriptions and medications and things like that. So,
since its first clinic in 2008, the community development organization Pathways has gradually expanded health services, says CEO Juanita Epps.
We're doing rheumatology, the pulmonology, chronic care, women's health, and that's the GYN side of it, plus the women's breast health. We do the annual flu shots.
And they just added a new clinic for mental health treatment.
My name is Dr. Zulfikar. They call me Dr. Z.
Psychiatrist Salim Zulfikar sees a patient who's concerned about anxiety.
All right, so tell me, what is the reason you come to see me today?
I've been having panic attacks.
The patient is middle-aged and single. She lives with her mother and, with only an eighth grade education, has little work history. Her son's death on Mother's Day 2005 still affects her.
Like I try to tell a lot of people, they be like, they don't see why or how I could still feel this way when my son been gone for 10 years. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It was my child.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know,
it's hard.
Yeah, and then like birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, his birthday when he's not around.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah. No, you take your time.
It just gets to me.
Another issue that causes distress, paying for prescriptions. The patient says her mother gave her some change so she could get her blood pressure pills, but she doesn't know if she can afford additional medication.
These people who they don't have any insurance, or if they have insurance, it's usually not many of the private providers take that insurance. It's hard for them to even come in contact with. And it's not easy, you know, the mental illness it affects all aspects of your life. It's very hard.
Zulfikar and other doctors here are members of the local chapter of APNA, the Association of Pakistani Physicians of North America. They're helping Pathways expand specialty services to Petersburg's uninsured and underinsured. Cardiologist Nadeem Farooqi is president of the Virginia chapter of APNA.
A lot of people are undiagnosed, and unfortunately, they're unaware of their condition. And I don't think so. Being a human being, they should suffer.
Take a patient with a persistent cough, says Dr. Farooqi. He should be seen by a pulmonologist to screen for lung cancer.
And if you find that cancer early, he can have a normal life by small surgery. So that's what our vision, just because they are poor and they cannot afford to see a doctor, they should just not die early. So that's why we are doing this.
Petersburg has the worst rate of premature death in Virginia. It's more than double the state average. More than a quarter of the population lives in poverty. Unemployment is about 10%, and about 17% are uninsured, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
This is a phase where we are trying to see what is the actual need of the community.
Dr. Rehan Khan is another APNA member and chief of radiology at the McGuire VA Medical Center. He says they have enough doctors willing to volunteer for the chronic care, pulmonology, and mental health clinics, but they don't always have enough patients signed up for appointments.
The biggest challenge I faced was how to spread this word around so people know that I know people need this. How we can bring them towards these services which are available to them. Maybe some people still feel this is not the best solution, but at least it is something which we can grow on.
As they build trust in the community, Khan hopes to attract more patients and eventually expand services. Pathway's Juanita Epp says while Petersburg is often cited for negative health indicators, efforts like these are a step in the right direction.
There are positive. There are glimmers of light. There are things that are happening that that's helping people with their health. Even in, within our programs, we promote healthy eating. Within our organization, we see our health challenge, and we usually do a quarterly health challenge. So it's not just looking at individuals in the community. It's like, how do we walk the talk? So we're talking it, but we do it, and we make sure that our participants are also thinking about that so that ultimately they're taking that back into their homes.
Pathways hosts about 9 free clinics each month, including services for women's health, rheumatology, and cardiology, in addition to the new specialty services in mental health, pulmonology, and chronic care. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.